From Wisconsin Public Radio, this is Newsmakers. I'm Ezra Wall on the campus of UW-La Crosse. Thank you very much for joining us. We're here with Dave Mark today, who is a pianist from La Crosse, but lives now in New York and works out of there primarily. Comes back pretty frequently to do musical performances here. First of all, before we hear the whole story, Dave, welcome to Newsmakers.
Thanks for having me, Ezra. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we hear your long roots in our community, I want to talk just musically about what it's like to be. What is your life like as a working musician?
After things have started to open up a little bit, you really realize what a joy it is to actually be able to perform and breathe the same air as people and be in the same room as people. It's coming back, certainly coming back. We've lost a lot of clubs and a lot of venues. And there's fierce competition in New York because everybody from all over the world comes there. But obviously it's changed a lot since those really dark days of COVID. But I love coming back to La Crosse because I have the opportunity to play for my hometown family and friends with some hometown family and musicians, essentially, some dear colleagues that taught at University of Wisconsin-La Crosse in Winona State, and we give a free community concert the second Wednesday after Labor Day every year. This will be our ninth one, I think, aside from, of course, COVID interruptions. It's a wonderful opportunity to connect with the community through music.
This concert is going to be at the Fine Arts Center at Viterbo in the main theater. And we're actually, this is sort of a surreal experience, we're actually sitting pretty much alone in the main theater conducting this interview right now. So tell me how much this compares to your normal gig experience.
Well, this is so extraordinary in that the facility is unlike anything I have the opportunity to play in New York. The staff is extraordinarily supportive. The community is supportive. It's really a truly joyous experience, Ezra, to be able to come back and do this in such a beautiful room. We've been doing it long enough now, I have 9 or 10 years, that we jokingly refer to this as our beautiful living room. But it's a wonderful facility, and it facilitates a wonderful evening of music.
Speaking of that music, if someone comes to the performance, what can they expect to hear?
Well, we feature a different composer every year. This year it's going to be the music of Harold Arlen, who's, of course, best known for composing the music for The Wizard of Oz. And the show is entitled Over the Rainbow, which is his most famous song and perhaps one of the most famous songs of all time. Sometimes we take some of the tunes and play them in their more traditional ways, more contemporary jazz ways. And some of them we rearrange to put twists on them so they're not like you've heard them before, to make it a little bit more interesting for folks. But it's a lot of tunes that people already know that we just mess around with.
Jazz is known for being a very improvisational form. How different do these songs sound every time you play them?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things we like to try to do is dispel the myth that you play, and that a lot of quote-unquote civilians might think that, oh, I really like that jazz, except for when they do all that improvising stuff, because sometimes it gets to be a little too abstract. But the thing to demystify jazz improvisation is that a good improviser always keeps, and a good listener always keeps the song in their ear, even if it's not overtly stated. The song stays the same. It's just the variations that are created on the song. Sometimes it's variations on the melody. It's always variations on the harmony. And then if it's combined with compelling rhythm, hopefully the soloist can create a narrative. I mean, obviously it's abstract because it's instrumental music, but you can create a narrative within instrumental music if you can keep the melody in your ear while the improvisation is going on.
Has jazz been a musical form that always interested you, or how did you get sort of hooked on it?
Well, I was like I started out playing rock and roll. I had a few lessons in third grade and learned how to form a few chords and then stopped to become an athlete. I wanted to become a Green Bay Packer, which I still do, but I think that window might be closing. and then in high school, in ninth or tenth grade, because I had taken those lessons, I was the one to go down to Lightholds, the local music store, and rent a little keyboard. And we had a very bad but really loud rock band in my folks' basement testing their unconditional love. And then my parents' neighbors still would give me crap about cracks in their foundations from how loud we were. but anyway, it was a rather ignominious beginning. By my senior year in high school, I started, a guy had come back who had gone to University of Miami to study trumpet and was required to take some jazz piano lessons, came back and one summer was teaching piano lessons to make some money. And I thought, well, I'm going to take some jazz lessons to spice up my rock playing. I remember literally thinking that. And then he turned me on to some things that I had no idea what was going on. But then I started to dig a little deeper, and it just kind of snowballed. And then by the time my senior year in high school, and by the time I was a freshman at UWL, the bug hit, and I dove in deep.
You talked about the early days being sort of a rocker. And wanting to learn a little bit of jazz to spice up that angle of things, who were the first musicians that you listened to that really inspired you to think I want to do this?
Well, Bill Evans, a famous pianist, Oscar Peterson. Surprisingly enough, my dad used to listen to the old Frank Sinatra records with Nelson Riddle and all those old, luscious old American songbook recordings. Those, I think, had a bigger effect than I initially thought. But even Louis Armstrong, you know, some of the older guys. But one of the beauties of jazz music is that there's so many resources to tap into and so many people to be inspired by and often intimidated by. You don't really have to make a choice, but if I had to pick two, I guess it would be Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson.
You're in the basement. You're annoying your parents. They're graciously putting up with you, and everything's going great. But your connection to this town is more than just playing in their basement. You talked about working in their store, and really that legacy is part of how we get to experience this concert.
That's absolutely right, Ezra. My folks, my grandparents and my parents and my aunt and uncle had a brick and mortar consumer electronics store on Main Street in La Crosse for many years that they developed many strong relationships and ties through the community. But what enabled them to do that was my grandfather fell in love with the Coulee region, the Driftless area, when he would come from St. Paul with his brother-in-law, who was a bootlegger in the 30s and had a still and a distribution place in Caledonia. And they would drive down, and my grandfather fell in love with the beauty of this area. And he came up with this really unique idea. He had grown up as a kid, as a projectionist, or at first as an usher in theaters, and then became a projectionist and became really adept at repairing projectors, and so he was into movies. Every night of the week, he would go to a different town and strike up a relationship with the local tavern owner, the local grocery store owner, the gas station owner, probably maybe the hardware store owner. They would stay open late on Monday, for example, might be Itzen, Minnesota. Tuesday might be Dorchester, Iowa. Wednesday might be Westby, Wisconsin. Every week, all throughout the summer, from probably the end of April to Labor Day, he would rent from Chicago or Milwaukee a serial Western, usually, so to keep them coming back, right? And a cartoon and a newsreel. So a lot of these folks got some of their first news or their most important news from the newsreel that they would see that week. And then because it was such an extraordinary social event, because they knew every Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, Dave Mark was going to come in with a free show, it was through those relationships that they developed with those rural communities that allowed him to take the radio repair business from the kitchen table that he had on 16th Street and and he thought he had enough relationships, and he did have enough relationships to allow him to start a brick and mortar store on Main Street that survived and for the most part flourished for 40 years. So when my folks passed, they left some money, some philanthropy money, for my sisters and I to allocate through the La Crosse Community Foundation. And one of the things that we have done is create the Bob and Jean Mark Family Gift of Music to promote free music throughout the Cooley region.
So the concert upcoming here at Viterbo, tell me the details. People know the when or the where. What about the when?
The concert will be next Wednesday, September 13th at 7:30. The doors open at 7, so there's no tickets. So it's first come, first serve for seating. And I will be accompanied by three very dear friends from the area: Karen Quinn on bass, retired UWL music professor; Greg Balfany on saxophone, retired UWL music professor; and Rich McDonald on drums, retired Winona State music professor. And we've had the pleasure of being friends for years and had the opportunity to do this for years, and it's such a blast, Ezra. We have so much fun, and then when we are able to do it in front of folks, it really completes the equation, and it becomes a very special evening.
It's a free concert. Are tickets required?
Tickets are not required. It's first come, first serve. Like, doors open at 7, and the concert starts at 7:30.
You're kind enough to play something for us. What is it we're going to hear?
Well, I played a rendition of Harold Arlen's most famous song, the title piece for the concert. It's Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz.
Dave, Mark, thanks a lot for being here on Newsmakers.
Thank you, Ezra. I can't thank you enough for the opportunity. It's my pleasure. Thank you.